a thriving riverfront ringed by wetlands and oyster reefs, a symbol of the Industrial Revolution that once boasted 1,000 smokestacks, and a decaying urban waterfront populated by decrepit piers and ghosts. Before its renaissance in the 1980s, Baltimore's Inner Harbor was all these things and more, and its story of birth, death, and rebirth could aptly be called the story of Baltimore itself, with a twist. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. In spite of its industrial reputation, today the Inner Harbor is undergoing a second renaissance of sorts, punctuated by a remarkable resurgence of wildlife, new recreational opportunities, and even improvements in the waterfront's most important feature, its water. Since its inception in 2015, over 30 million people have learned about Mr. Trash Wheel, the Waterfront Partnership's industrious mascot that has already slurped up 1 million pounds of trash from the Jones Falls. Floating wetlands now thrive in the waters around the aquarium and its neighbor, the World Trade Center, and will soon grace Bonds Wharf, Harbor East, and Port Covington. And thousands of volunteers now participate annually in shoreline cleanups from Fort McHenry down to the Great Chesapeake. These efforts represent evidence of a cleaner inner harbor, whether it's less trash on the surface or more blue crabs bobbing near its piers. But what about the water itself? How do we measure success in terms of water quality? Last year, the National Aquarium implemented a first-ever scientific water quality monitoring effort to answer just this question. Using sophisticated sensor arrays called SONS, the aquarium's research team can now gather baseline data and observe fluctuations in water conditions in real time. Every 15 minutes, 24/7, 365, these SONS collect and transmit water quality data to the Maryland Department of Natural Resources' Eyes on the Bay website. Combined with Blue Water Baltimore's Harbor Water Alert, these data allow researchers to document significant water events as they occur, including intensity, duration, and their impact on wildlife. Not long after launching the SONS, the team had the opportunity to witness and record a rare phenomenon. As visitors poured into town for Labor Day weekend, the Inner Harbor turned various shades of deep maroon and then neon green. These unexpected events made the evening news, and when reporters came looking for answers, Sound Science provided the data. Information collected from the SONS showed that the colorful water was a result of two major phenomena. First, just days before, the harbor had experienced a mahogany tide. Named for its distinctive reddish-brown color, a mahogany tide indicates a spike in chlorophyll-rich dinoflagellates, tiny marine plankton whose populations swell when nitrogen runoff from fertilizer or human waste runs high, causing low oxygen and a major algae die-off. This was quickly followed by a thermal inversion or turnover event, a natural condition where surface water cools quickly and sinks. Warmer water from the bottom of the harbor then rises to take its place, bringing with it sulfur-loving bacteria that's naturally found in oxygen-deprived bottom sediments. These events typically occur in the spring and fall when we experience hot days followed by cold nights. The now surface sulfur bacteria react with sunlight to create what's euphemistically called a pistachio tide owing to that neon green color. A massive simultaneous algae die-off consumed what little oxygen was left to sustain life, creating a low oxygen dead zone that spanned 10 days and killed thousands of fish along the waterfront. As water quality recovered in mid-September, common visitors like striped bass, menhaden, and blue crabs returned, offering a silent reminder of how our native aquatic populations depend on water quality for their survival. Technology like SONS allows the National Aquarium and our partners to better understand life in the harbor and how water quality is the driving factor for biodiversity. Understanding the science behind major water quality events is the critical step in understanding how to lessen their impact on wildlife. To find out how you can get involved, visit aqua.org/care. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.